It's your first day with me as my mate, little O. I'm allowing you a grace period of a month to learn the rules and everything that's expected of you. We agreed on being a traditional Alpha and Omega pairing. You still want that, right? That's what I thought. To start off with, you only have five rules, but you're going to be following them. It's only five, though. That's not too many to remember, right? Like I said, I don't want to overwhelm you, Omega. But you're no longer single. A lot of things are going to change. You have expectations of you now. You have a job. And that job is making me happy. Understand? That's my good little O. The rules are written down and on the fridge for you in case you forget, but I wanted to tell them to you face to face for the first time. You're my Omega, and I just want to make sure that you're well taken care of. That's all. And if you don't like any of the rules, you tell me and we can discuss them, okay? You're being so good for Alpha. The first rule is that you will always treat me with respect. It's not yes, it's yes, Alpha. It's not no, it's no, Alpha. You will not forget your manners when addressing me or other Alphas, or else you will be bent over my knee and given 10 spanks. If it continues, the punishment will scale with how disrespectful the action is. This is going to take some time to get used to, which is why I'm allowing you a month to learn the rules. They say it takes 30 days to form a habit. I want you to get into the habit of addressing all alphas with an honorific. You're a traditional Omega now. That means people are going to be expecting certain behavior. Perfect behavior. Now, obviously, I don't want you to be perfect. A bit of pushback is always fun. I'm just telling you this so that you don't embarrass us in public. If you misbehave, it reflects poorly on the both of us, and I would rather not get into trouble for having an unruly Omega. Understand? I knew you would, little O. You're so smart. That's why I fell in love with you. The next rule is following everything I ask of you on a list. Every day, you will be given a list of things I expect you to complete. Of course, if you can't actually complete everything, just tell me. I don't want you to overwork yourself, Omega. You're far too precious for that. But I will create a small list of things I want you to do every day. Things like making sure you get dressed every day, or maybe clean the dishes, or I don't know, even read for an hour. Stuff like that. I might also add to the list throughout the day. For example, I might ask for proof that you're wearing the outfit I picked out with a photo. And if I don't like that photo, I might get more specific about what you're wearing, what you're not wearing, what pose you're in. After all, you belong to me, Omega. If I want to see what's mine, it's only fair that I get to see what I want when I want, right? Such a lovely little thing. I don't want to be strict with you. I don't want to make you lose your independence just because you're mated to me. I want you to willingly submit to me, Omega. That's the best gift I could ever receive. Your third rule is to always be honest with me. This includes how you're feeling, what your thoughts are, if you like or don't like something. I want to know every little thing that goes through your pretty head. Whether it's good or bad, I want to know what you're feeling. If you want to do something, I want you to tell me so that we can do it together. If you don't want to do something, tell me. I don't want to make you uncomfortable or unhappy or do anything you don't want. You're so important to me, Omega. I only want to make you happy. Spoil you rotten. Ruin your fun with everyone else except for me. In order for me to be able to do that, you have to be honest with me, okay? You aren't going to lie just to protect me or my feelings, right? If you aren't feeling great, tell me so we can have a rest day in bed. If you're wanting to be alone, tell me so I can give you space. You are the most important thing in the world to me, little O. Your happiness is my number one priority, but that requires total honesty from you. Do you get that? I know it's going to be hard for you to be honest with yourself and your feelings, but I'm hoping it's something we can work on together. You're not alone in this. Now, your fourth role isn't as heavy as the third one, so you're past the tough conversation. Your fourth role is, when you have a good day, you get rewards, and when you have a bad day, you get punishments. If you do everything I ask of you, if you follow all your rules, you're well-behaved, all that, then you get a reward at the end of the night. Something that will make behaving like an angel for your alpha totally worth it. But if you misbehave, there's going to be punishments that match the crime. Now, if you want a punishment, you don't have to act out to get it, little O. I know how you feel about punishments sometimes, so if you want one, all you have to do is ask me. I have no problem treating my Omega exactly how they want, as long as they're honest with me and remember their manners. Do you see how the rules all play into each other, Omega? Aren't you the smartest, my perfect mate? This is the final rule, but arguably the most important. Are you ready for it? Are you sure you're ready for it? All right. I'll stop dragging this out. Your final rule is to let Alpha, that's me, take care of you. I know that's really hard for you sometimes, but I want you to let me take care of you. I want to treat you how you deserve to be treated, Omega. You're amazing. You do nothing but make me smile. Since I've met you, my life has been amazing. You complete me in a way that no one else ever has. Sure, I dated around, but I met you and I knew from that very moment you were meant to be mine. You agreeing was the happiest day of my life, little O. Bringing you to our home, mating you last night. It was like something out of a dream. So please, do me the favor of letting me take care of my Omega and spoil you rotten. That's all the rules, Omega. Do you think there's something you can manage to do for your Alpha? I thought you would. Do you have any objections or additions? Anything you want to say to me? Remember, one of your rules is to be honest. So if you have anything you don't like, tell me now so we can discuss it. Okay, Omega. As things progress and you get more comfortable here and in your role as a traditional Omega, I think I'll be adding more rules. I also think some of them might change. Nothing's written in stone. Good Omega. Do you want something from me? Did someone start to get excited hearing about all the rules they're going to have to follow under me? I thought you might. Why don't we see just how well you can follow them, Omega? Bend over the counter. Show me how well you can follow your new rules as a mated Omega. Good Omega. Now, take these off. You won't be needing these pants much longer. Oh, that's a good little O. I saw that shudder. The cool air meets the warm flesh as you expose your hole to me. How are you feeling? That's okay, Omega. I'm right here. Alpha's going to take care of you. That's my job, isn't it? That's right. You're so fucking wet for me. Do you want something inside you? I love your honesty. Your hole's starting to leak as you admit how turned on you are. Hearing about the rules you have to follow from now on does something to you, doesn't it? Yeah, all exposed and vulnerable. That was a lovely noise. I think I might just do it again. Oh, what a good Omega. Getting wetter with every spank against your ass. You can't help the bit of slick trailing down your leg. It's perfectly natural, little O. Enough teasing. You've waited long enough. Could feel my heavy cock against your back thigh as I watched your ass jiggle from the Spanx. I'm sorry. Couldn't help myself, Omega. It's hypnotic. You're just so pretty. Too pretty for your own good. Even now, tracing the mating mark on your neck, you shiver and lean into my touch. Such a sensitive little O, so responsive to my touch. My cock teasing between your cheeks as you grow wetter, your need growing by the second, teasing right outside. Slowly driving you insane with need. It's adorable watching you fall apart underneath me. I don't even have to stick my cock inside you to get you desperate, huh? You want my knot, don't you? How badly do you want my knot inside your pretty little hole, Omega? Come on. Tell Alpha what you need. You have to use your words. I can do that for you, Omega. I can definitely do that for you. Be a good little O and take Alpha's cock. That's what you wanted, right? To feel the slide of my cock inside your needy hole. That's a good Omega. This is what you get when you're well-behaved. It pays off to be a well-behaved mate for me, doesn't it? That's right. Whenever you're good, you get to be fucked. But more importantly, it means you get to come. Only good Omegas get to come, and you're so good for me. Listening to the rules and being honest. Following your instructions. Oh, that's why you get my cock. That's why you're going to get my knots. And more importantly, that's why you're going to get to come while knotted to me, little O. Your favorite thing in the world. To be fucked with a stinging ass. The cool counter against your chest. Oh, as I take you from behind. That's it, Omega. Just like that. Clench around my cock for me. Come on. Clench. Oh, that's right. That's my sweet little O. So good for me. Taking it so well. Oh, it feels so good inside you, doesn't it? That's right. It feels so good to have your alpha fucking you. Oh. Lapping at your sensitive mating bites, still fresh from last night on your neck. Pleasure shooting through your body as I hit that special spot and make you feel all good inside. Oh, fuck. Oh, seeing stars and sputtering out pathetic little pleas and mores. You sound so fucking good, Omega. Keep it up. Keep making those pretty noises for me, little O. They sound downright sinful coming from your sweet mouth. The dull pain from being spanked. It switches to a pleasant warm feeling as you keep taking me even deeper inside you. Oh, that's right. It feels so good to be fucked. Continuing to clench around me. Trying to get my knot to pop earlier. Cheeky little Omega. I'm only letting it slide because it feels too damn good around me. You feel so amazing, little O. Wrapping around my cock. So warm and open and inviting. Yeah, that's my Omega. Making Alpha feel so good. Doing such a good job for me, yes. Yes, you are. This is what you were made for, little O. You were made to take cock from Alpha, weren't you? Admit it. Let me hear you say it. Good, Omega. So obedient for Alpha, just like a good Omega should be. Taking it so well. My cock reaching so deep inside you. Moaning as it fucks in and out of you. Oh, that's a good Omega. Just breathe for me. Breathe through it. Oh, so good for your Alpha. Making me feel so good. Keep your hands on the counter for me. I want to see them there. Oh, fuck, that's better. That's my good little O. Your own pleasure building as I keep stroking. As I keep stroking that special spot inside you. Oh, my cock feels amazing, doesn't it? Yeah, that's right. This is the only cock for you, isn't it? You don't want anyone else but Alpha's cock inside your tight hole, right? Oh, that's a good Omega. Knowing your place, knowing who you belong to. You belong underneath your alpha, squirming, moaning, writhing in pleasure as your alpha keeps fucking into you. Oh, yes. Getting closer just from the feeling of your mate enjoying you and fulfilling your purpose as a mated omega. Right there. Oh, that's right. The best mate I could ever ask for. Oh, I couldn't imagine anyone else. Wouldn't want to be with anyone else. Not when I have you. Oh, moaning so prettily underneath me, making me feel so fucking good. My knot slowly starting to form, but still able to slide in and out of your tight hole. Oh, that's a good fucking omega. You feel so good, don't you? Then say it. Tell Alpha how you feel. Oh, that's a good mate. Omegas who are honest. Omegas who are well-behaved get to come. They get rewards. They get spoiled. Oh, and that's what you're getting right now. So eager to feel my knot slip inside you and lock us into place. My seed spilling inside you until your stomach has a bulge or it's slipping out from around the knot. Oh, fuck. I wonder which will happen this time. What do you think, Omega? Are you going to have a big stomach bulge or some cum dripping down your soft thighs? That sounds heavenly, little O. You always have the best ideas. That's why you're my other half. Moaning as my knot continues to grow. Oh, yes. You're just excited for it to lock in place, to feel it breeding you up. That's what you really want, isn't it? You're always so excited to feel my knot lock into place, to feel my cum spilling inside you, breeding you full. My cock twitching as the knot makes sure most of my cum stays inside you. That's your favorite part, isn't it? Oh, and that's a good omega. So honest with your alpha. Oh, that's why you get to come today. You're being so obedient for me. The perfect omega for me to sink my cock into. Oh, I love you so much, little O. Oh, you feel so good underneath me, keeping your hands nice and still on the counter. Oh, that's it. Keep taking me, just like that, Omega. Oh, you feel so good, don't you? Thinking about my knot, feeling the pleasure build up, getting closer to your own release. Keep it up, just like that. Oh, keep making those noises. They're only egging me on, a pretty omega. You feel so good. You're getting desperate, aren't you? Just like me, then. You're so fucking close. I feel like I'm gonna burst inside you. Such an amazing, amazing hole for me to fuck into. I'm the luckiest elf in the world. Digging me so well. Clutching around my cock. Feeling the knot expanding as I rut against you. The mating bite's still sensitive, huh? That's okay. It feels good whenever I paid a bit of attention, right? Oh, fuck, getting so close. Oh, yeah. Oh, God. I'm going to breed you, Omega. Give you what you're so desperate for. Lock my knot into place and pump you full of cum till there's a bulge right here. Oh, yes. Oh, clutch around me, little O. Yes, oh, fucking good. Making me feel amazing. Meeting my thrusts. Trying to get my knot to pop quicker. Oh, yes. So desperate for it, little O. Oh, yeah. You want my knot breeding you just as much as I want it. Oh, fuck. You're gonna be a good Omega and let me breed you, aren't you? Yeah. Oh, that's fucking right. You're my good Omega. Oh, you're gonna let me breed you just like a proper Omega needs. Fuck me. Oh, you feel it? You feel it all spilling inside you? That's my good Omega. You took my not so well. You feel good, don't you? What a happy Omega I have underneath me, practically purring while knotted to me. That's it. That's it. I know it feels good. I love you so much, little O. You're so amazing. I'm so proud of you. Oh, that's a good O. Do you need anything? Food, water? Yeah, we can just stay like this. I might not have been thinking when I decided to knot you over the counter because I'm just now realizing we have to stay like this until it goes down. Oh, don't pout. It'll be over in 10 minutes and then you'll be free. You were so desperate for it just a minute ago. What happened? So cheeky. It's a good thing I find it endearing. I love you so much. You're perfect.